Learn more about the fascinating journey of Ibn Battuta, the first ever travel writing by Ibn Jubayr, and the courageous Chinese explorers Hing He. We bring you stories from the travels and lives of nine Muslim explorers that brought us modern-day geography, map-making, and cross-border trade. Mondays to Fridays during Ramadan 2016 at 8:15 a.m. Repeats air at 6:30 p.m. The Global Village, the vast expanse of an unknown world discovered.
Having a sense of where we are on Earth at any given time is fundamental knowledge in fulfilling the most basic ibadah requirement, Salah. Therefore, having knowledge of geographic location and direction enabled us to identify the direction of Makkatul Mukarramah from any spot in the world. Furthermore, knowledge of geography also provides us with an understanding of the melting pots of culture that fuse together under one belief, one umbrella of the Muslim Ummah, Islam.
The study of geography stimulates as interest in and a sense of wonder about places and helps make sense of a complex and dynamically changing world. For believers, our interest in geography is rooted in our faith and lifestyle. The glorious Quran encourages us to travel through the earth. It invites us to behold the splendor of His creations, to witness His signs and the kaleidoscope of color, design, and pattern all throughout the place we call home, Earth.
Geography is the study of the Earth's surface as the space within which human population lives. The internal logic of this study has tended to split modern geography into two parts, physical and human. Such a division was inapplicable in the geography of the Middle Ages, the golden age of scientific inquiry in Islamic civilization. Nevertheless, if we confine the meaning of science and technology to the natural and exact sciences, then a survey of geography in Islam may be divided into three categories. Number one, exploration and navigation. Number two, physical geography. And number three, cartography and mathematical geography.
Prompted by the sense of Islamic brotherhood and the quest for knowledge and piety, Muslim scholars engaged in many exploration and navigational activities between the 9th and 12th centuries. The journeys were not confined to the political boundaries of the Islamic Empire, but extended to distant regions such as China, Southeast Asia, Southern Africa and Russia.
Islamic geographical texts are not only valuable in terms of geographical research, they also constitute an essential resource in the study of Arab Islamic civilization, its literature, history, learning and economics.
Arabic geography can be said to have its infancy with the works on geography and astronomy that appeared in the second half of the 2nd and 8th century, when Muslim scholars translated Greek works on these subjects into Arabic. Descriptive geography, a form of writing which was closely linked to travel literature, developed in the Muslim world around the 3rd, 9th century. From this time onwards, and through the 4th century, Hijri, there was a creative flowering of Arabic geography. This development in descriptive geography was accompanied by the development of illustrative geography or map making.
The period from the 6th, 12th to the 10th and 16th centuries also witnessed a proliferation of Arabic geographical literature. However, apart from a few exceptional works such as the writings of Sharif al-Idrisi and Yaqut al-Hamawi, the level of geographical achievement in this period was considerably lower than that of the classical period. Possessed with sounder knowledge and a higher level of criticism than their predecessors, they did not, however, produce any remarkable revelations. Essentially, these new writers' achievements were in bridging the abundance of detailed knowledge found in the earlier literature. The period, though, is distinguished by the large number of geographers who emerged, and through their studies of the works of fellow historians and geographers, they were able to broaden the scope of regional geography.
Furthermore, during this period, the center of geographical activity changed. Egypt and Syria replaced Iraq as the center of activities for geographic literature. There was also a great flourishing in the production of lexicons and in the development of map-making skills.
Mu'jam al-Buldan, compiled by Yaqut al-Hamawi, is a fascinating compilation of geography. It is a priceless resource for anyone keen on understanding historical geography.
During the rule of the Abbasid Khalifa al-Ma'mun, an astronomical observatory was founded in the Shamsiyah quarter of Baghdad. He ordered the astronomers working in the observatory to devote themselves to testing the claims made about the movements of the sun and other celestial bodies. Al-Ma'mun also ordered 70 astronomers to create for him an image which constitutes one of the greatest Muslim achievements in the history of science. The last surviving copy of this book is currently kept in the Ahmed III Library in Istanbul.
During the Mamluk period, great attention was paid to publishing books about administrative regional geography. Those working in the service of the Mamluks made great strides in this respect.
With the exception of the works of Al-Idrisi, no single, complete book published in Arabic in Muslim Spain on the geography of the area has survived intact to the present day.
Towards the end of the 15th century, the Portuguese succeeded in circumnavigating the African continent. The explorer Vasco da Gama would not have been able to make his discovery of the route to India without the benefit of Muslim scientific enterprises, especially in terms of the availability of the compass and sea charts. And it was a Muslim from Gujarat, known as Kana al-Muallim, who guided him from Malindi to Calicut.
Navigational geography had its root in the collections of stories and sea journeys dating back to the 10th century. Stories such as those by the merchant Suleiman and Abu Zayd al-Sirafi. This literary genre was known as the literature of sea pilots, al-Rahna Maj, and comprised of reports by sea captains whose guides to sea routes answered most questions about navigation.
In researching for this documentary, it is our understanding that the original sources for the Central Works for Islamic Geography have found their way into print and academic study. The last three decades have witnessed a revival and interest by Muslims in the field of geography.
And it is this wealth of emerging research and information that we are honored to share with you in Radio Islam's Ramadan 2016 documentary, The Global Village. Ahlan wa sahlan. Join us in part two as we discover the mapping process and influential map makers, inshallah.
The Global Village has been researched and compiled by Hafiza Rayhana Umar, narrated by Ijaz Khan and Tufail Patel, overseen by Mufti Yusuf Musaji, a production of Radio Islam.